You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Hi there, it's Kareem Mosna. Welcome to another pop-up show on 101.5 The Hawk. And here we are, we find ourselves in the fall now. And there's something about the chill in the air, the crunching of leaves, that leads me back to the acoustic guitar. Something about the acoustic guitar, just the imagery of it, just connects so well with autumn. So this week on the pop-up show, it's an all-acoustic pop-up on 101.5 The Hawk.
He's 5'2" and he's 6'4". He fights with missiles and with spears. He's all of 31 and he's only 17. He's been a soldier for 1,000 years. He's a Catholic, a Hindu, an atheist, a Jain, a Buddhist and a Baptist and a Jew. And he knows he shouldn't kill, and he knows he always will kill you for me, my friend, and me for you. And he's fighting for Canada, he's fighting for France, he's fighting for the USA. And he's fighting for the Russians, and he's fighting for Japan, and he thinks we'll put an end to war this way. And he's fighting for democracy, he's fighting for the Reds, he says it's for the peace of all. He's the one who must decide who's to live and who's to die, and he never sees the writing on the wall. But without him, how would Hitler have condemned him at Lobau? Without him, Caesar would have stood alone. He's the one who gives his body as a weapon of the war, and without him, all this killing can't go on. He's the universal soldier, and he really is to blame. His orders come from far away no more. They come from here and there, and you and me. And brothers, can't you see? This is not the way we put the end to war.
Field. he was sleeping. I'm empty and aching and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look for a man.
CIOI 101.5, The Hawk.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't. Yeah, my blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. All the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place. The pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
The acoustic pop-up hour, and starting off with a set of some deep thoughts and some challenges posed to our leaders, institutions, and the old guard, with Barry McGuire and The Eve of Destruction. Also heard Simon and Garfunkel with America, and Donovan covering Buffy St. Marie, the Universal Soldier. All released in the 60s, but still timely and relevant today. Kareem Mosnell on with you. Okay, how about something just a little easier now to on all the intellect? This is James Taylor, Handyman, on 101.5 The Hawk.
Clouds from both sides now. illusions I recall, I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I surface crowds. I've looked at life that way, but now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day.
The Acoustic Pop-Up Hour on 101.5 The Hawk. And that track features one of my all-time favorite lyrics. Something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. Joni Mitchell from the 1969 release Clouds and Both Sides Now. Joni did a series of interviews with Gian Gomeshi when he was host at CBC. And she talks about... She compares her role to that of a film director and an actor. And she says, as a songwriter, she's not only like a film director, but she's also an actor, a method actor. And you can hear that in that piece, Both Sides Now. When she says something's lost, you can hear that hint of melancholy in her voice. But then when she says something's gained... There's a twist. You can hear that sense of optimism in there. National Treasure, Joni Mitchell on 101.5 The Hawk. Now to an artist that we lost at the age of 26. Nick Drake. And he was so ahead of his time. This next piece was also recorded in 1969. And it's just a heavenly, heavenly piece of music, especially when the cello... comes into the track. It's Nick Drake, cello song, on our acoustic pop-up hour.
You have nothing to fear. seem so frail. In the cold of night, when the armies of emotion go out to fight, but while the earth sinks to its grave, you sail to the sky on the crest of a wave.
all moons Dubai.
That track, the first track from Neil Young's American Stars and Bars. And on backing vocals, you can hear Linda Ronstadt and Nicolette Larson on that one, The Old Country Waltz. Before that, a big influence on Neil, Ian and Sylvia with You Were On My Mind, and off the top, Nick Drake with the cello song. It's Kareem Mosnell on with you. It's our acoustic pop-up hour. And this is a Bob Dylan track you probably haven't heard on the radio, if ever, but if you have, probably not for a long time. It wasn't a hit for him, but great song nonetheless, from his Blood on the Tracks release. And love the narrative. It reminds me a lot of Jim Croce's Bad, Bad Leroy Brown. It's Bob Dylan with Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts. If you're sitting at home relaxing, close your eyes and get lost in this narrative. 101.5, The Hawk.
The festival was over and the boys were all planning for a ball. The cabaret was quiet, except for the drilling in the wall. The cafe had been lifted and the gambling wheel shut down. Anyone with any sense had already left town. He was standing in the doorway, looking like the Jack of Hearts. He moved across the mirrored room, set it up for everyone, he said. Then everyone commenced to do what they were doing before he turned their heads. Then he walked up to a stranger and he asked him with a grin, "Could you kindly tell me, friend, what time the show begins?" Then he moved into the corner, face down like the Jack of Hearts. Backstage, the girls were playing five cards, stood by the stairs. Lily had two queens, she was hoping for a third to match her pair. Outside, the streets were filling up, the window was open wide. A gentle breeze was blowing, you could feel it from inside. Lily called another bet and drew up the Jack of Hearts. Big Jim was no one's fool, he owned the town's only diamond mine. Usual entrance, looking so dandy and so fine. With his bodyguards and silver cane in every harem place, he took whatever he wanted to and he laid it all to waste. But his bodyguards and silver cane were no match for the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary combed her hair and took a carriage into town. Slipped into the side door, looking like a queen without a crown. She fluttered her false eyelashes and whispered in his ear, "Sorry, darling, that I'm late," but he didn't seem to hear. He was staring into space over at the Jack of Hearts. I know I've seen that face somewhere, Big Jim was thinking to himself. Maybe down in Mexico or a picture up on somebody's shelf. But then the crowd began to stamp the feet and the house lights did dim. And in the darkness of the room there was only Jim and him, staring at the butterfly who just drew the Jack of Hearts. Lily was a princess, she was fair-skinned and precious as a child. Did whatever she had to do. She had that sudden flash every time she smiled. She had come away from a broken home and lots of strange affairs, with men in every walk of life which took her everywhere. But she never met anyone quite like the Jack of Hearts. The hanging judge came in unnoticed and was being wined and dined. The drilling in the wall kept up, but no one seemed to pay it any mind. It was known all around that Lily had Jim's ring, and nothing would ever come between Lily and the king. No, nothing ever would, except maybe the Jack of Hearts. Rosemary started drinking hard and seeing her reflection in the knife. She was tired of the attention, tired of playing the role of Big Jim's wife. She had done a lot of bad things, even once tried suicide. Was looking to do just one good deed before she died. She was gazing to the future, riding on the Jack of Hearts. Lily took her dress off, buried it away. Your luck ran out, she laughed at him. Well, I guess you must have known it would someday. Be careful not to touch the wall, there's a brand new coat of paint. I'm glad to see you're still alive, you're looking like a saint. Down the hallway, footsteps were coming for the Jack of Hearts. The backstage manager was pacing all around by a his chair. There's something funny going on, he said, I can just feel it in the air. He went to get the hanging judge, but the hanging judge was drunk. As a leading actor hurried by in the costume of a monk, there was no actor anywhere better than the Jack of Hearts. No one knew the circumstance, but they say that it happened pretty quick. The door to the dressing room burst open and a cold revolver clicked. And Big Jim was standing there, you couldn't say surprised. Rosemary right beside him, steady in her eyes. She was with Big Jim, but she was leaning to the Jack of Hearts. Two doors down, the boys finally made it through the wall. Cleaned out the bank safe, it said they got off with quite a haul. In the darkness by the riverbed, they waited on the ground for one more member who had business back in town. For they couldn't go no further without the Jack of Hearts. The next day was hanging day, the sky was overcast and black. Big Jim lay covered up, killed by a penknife in the back. And Rosemary on the gallows, she didn't even blink. The hanging judge was sober, he hadn't had a drink. The only person on the scene missing was the Jack of Hearts. The cabaret was empty now, a sign said closed for repair. Lily had already taken all of the dye out of her hair. She was thinking about her father, who she very rarely saw. Thinking about Rosemary and thinking about the law. But most of all, she was thinking about the Jack of Hearts.
Say goodbye. let it burn. Empty out, empty drawer. In my pockets, there's nothing more. And these are the words you use to say goodbye.
To the Hawk, 101.5 FM, broadcasting across Hamilton from the edge of the Niagara Escarpment.
Well, every road I see leads away from me. There's not a single one that leads me home. The road keeps saying, friend, come see what's round the bend. So is it any wonder that I roam? All the places I have been keep calling me back again. Down in the pines I hear the cold winds blow. My heart keeps telling me, foot loose and fancy free. And the road goes by and calls me as it goes. Well, maybe somewhere there's a someone waiting there with a smile. And maybe there will be a place to stop and rest a while. And maybe you weren't meant to be just a rolling stone. And there's a road to travel on that leads you back to home. Oh, but I'll keep traveling on, keep looking at the dawn, till I can lay this lonesome body down. And when the day has come, I never more will roam. And every road I see will lead me home.
I gotta love that in acoustic music. You can hear just about everything the artist is doing. Even when she puts her guitar aside, you can hear it. Little things you notice. There's Angel Olsen on the acoustic pop-up show with Endless Road. We also heard Beck from his Morning Phase release. Remember that album? Yeah. From 2012, we heard Say Goodbye. Every song on that album is great music. And Bob Dylan. What can I say about that album? Blood on the Tracks, a must-have. I once did a exercise where you kind of think, okay, what albums would I want to bring to a deserted island? Well, Blood on the Tracks came near the top. Lily Rosemary and the Jack of Hearts from Bob Dylan. Kareem Mosnell on with you. Now to an artist from Halifax, and some interesting connections here. This artist is married to Catherine McClellan, who is the daughter of Gene McClellan. Now, Gene McClellan wrote the song Snowbird, which was a huge hit for Anne Murray. I love the musical connections you can draw there. Here is Al Tuck with his take on the Willie Nelson classic, Always on My Mind, from 101.5 The Hawk.
Okay, watch. You watch this. This will be a tour de force. This next one. They're not back at the office. They're gonna freak. And they hear this take. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I ever made you feel second best, girl, I'm so sorry I was blind. You are always on my mind. You are always on my mind. Maybe I didn't know all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. The little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. Tell me, tell me that your sweet love hasn't died. Give me, give me one more chance to keep you satisfied. I'll keep you satisfied.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
And if there's someone you can't live without, then do so. And if there's someone you can just shove out, well, do so. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono. Oh, oh. Isn't it beautiful to see two people so much in love? Bare naked as two virgins hand in hand and hand in glove. But now that I'm far away, it doesn't seem to me to be such a pain to have you hanging off my ankle like some kind of ball of chain. You can be my Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono.
Be my Yoko. Oh no, here we go, our life's just one big fun. Oh no, here we go, as Yoko sings my boy.
I know that when I say this, I may be stepping on pins and needles. But I don't like all these people slagging her for breaking up the Beatles. Don't blame it on Yoki. I mean, if I was John and you were Yoko, I would gladly give up music genius just to have you as my very own personal Venus.
My Yoko Ono. You can follow me wherever I go. Be my Yoko Ono.
Be my
Yoko Ono.
Be my
Yoko Ono.
Be my
Yoko Ono. Whoa, whoa.
101.5 The Hawk, Bare Naked Ladies, Be My Yoko Ono, and Al Tuck with Always On My Mind on our acoustic pop-up show. Do hope you enjoyed that. Thank you so much for listening. My name's Kareem Mosna, and I want to give a few plugs to some of the other shows here on The Hawk. We have a new show airing Fridays, 10 a.m. to 11, called Planet Groove. And I also want to give a shout-out to some programming on the weekends. Coming up Saturday, from noon to 2, Vintage Cinema Music with Dylan Cardoni, and Dylan speaks with Barbara Eden from I Dream of Jeannie fame. Also on weekends, of course, we have Beatles Mania with Kyle Slaz from 3 to 5, and the Hamilton Youth Poets speak on it from 2 to 3. Full schedule available at 1015thehawk.ca. Gonna leave you with Nirvana from the MTV Unplugged album.
Underneath the bridge, top is sprung a leak, and the animals are trapped. All become my pets, and I'm living off of grass, and the drippings from so cute.
Something in the way. only have 3 cups of tea already, but thank you. What are they tuning, a harp? I thought we were a big, rich rock band. We should have a whole bunch of extra guitars.
You're listening to C101.5 FM, The Hawk.
This is 101.5 The Hawk, and welcome to Max's Video Game Collection. Today we are going to be listening to some of the music from Sword and Sorcery by Jim Guthrie. One day, a Scythian warrior was looking for Mount Mingta so she could defeat the Gogolithic mass and stop its shadow creatures from destroying everything, including the prettiest weed.